Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another segment of the Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Brother Malik Muhammad and Brother Mark Quinn Jennings, a.k.a. Mr. X. And they are of the organization. I'm going to let Mr. Muhammad lead into that. What organization is that again now?
It is the LOC, Local Organizing Committee for Justice or Else.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank both of you good brothers for taking time out your busy schedule to show up. We appreciate you, and I'm going to dig right in, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Jennings. Why the rebirth of Black Wall Street?
Well, that's an interesting question. Actually, Mr. Muhammad actually here is the convener and creator of the rebirth of Black Wall Street. It was his idea and his baby. We kind of took it and ran with it. But, 1921, Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was the original Black Wall Street. And we've had many in our history. That one is pretty significant because all of them were destroyed one way or another. This one here, I think in the mainstream consciousness of African people, we know about. So we connected the rebirth of Black Wall Street to that so that people have some familiarity of, you know, what it is that we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. So who came up with the idea of Black Wall Street?
Yes, this brother right here, Mr. Muhammad.
Okay, he basically came up with it then. And why is the rebirth of Black Wall Street important to this community and so many others?
Well, I think that's the one thing that we're missing in our community is a Black Wall Street, a community run by Black people, a community controlled by Black people, a community
for us, by us,
especially controlling the education apparatus and the economic apparatus as well. So we felt like this is something that we could do here and can spread to Troy and Schenectady as well. Mm-hmm. But we're the local organizing committee of Justice Else in Albany, New York. So we wanted to start in Albany. Mm-hmm. And, we got a section of the city already picked out. So we feel like this is something that can cure the ills of African people the world over.
Okay. So what is the purpose of the local organization committee for Justice or Else?
The purpose really is to be independent, to seek independence within our community. Most organizations deal with the problem just from a survival perspective and to improve the conditions of society as it is. We want to create our own society, again, controlled by the people. So we engage in survival tactics because our people are in survival mode. But ultimately, the end game is to control our own communities and have our own institutions. And so it starts with Rebirth of Black Wall Street.
Okay. So I'm going to lead in with one more question, then I'm going to move over to Mr. Muhammad.
Certainly.
What date, what time, and where?
May 25th, 11 to 8 p.m. at, what's the AC?
65 Crank Street, Albany Community Charter School.
Okay. And from what I understand, you're going to have the hippest, hottest, baddest host in America, Mr. H. Bosch Jr.
That's right. Say his name again.
The hippest, hottest, baddest host in America there, Mr. H. Bosch Jr. And I so appreciate you brothers for that. So let me roll over to Mr. Muhammad. What workshops will be there, sir?
We are going to have some very exciting workshops. One will be on economics from a Black perspective, understanding how to control our finances given in by a very well-endowed person with information, Chris Johnson.
Okay.
Who has several books on getting ready to come out. We have another
good brother,
Pastor Anya Wheelay. What's the name? God in Action Ministry, who will be holding a workshop, a new look on African spiritualism and the importance of identifying our own religious criteria.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And there's another workshop on...
You got me in pause right there, but I think... we're dealing with some of the things that we can do strategy-wise within the community, whether it be getting construction opportunities, those large endowments that are led for construction projects in Albany. If you notice, if you're in Albany, New York, there's a lot of construction going on. and we want a piece of that pie because those are places that we're going to be staying and shopping and things like that.
Okay.
And that could systematically change things overnight, so we want to be involved in that.
Oh, okay, great, 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 great. So then what do you hope to accomplish from this event?
Well, go ahead, Brother Muhammad. You go ahead and go ahead.
Well, the goal is to inspire Black people to spend their money with people that look like themselves, to empower themselves financially. That leads into politics and all the other things that everyone wants us to get on board with. But we believe, LOC, that the first basis is finance, economics. So we want the dollar bill to stay in our community longer than 6 hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's about the longest it stays in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically 6 hours. So will there be entertainment there?
Yes, it will. It's being the chair. I'm chairing the committee of entertainment.
Yes.
So we're going to have, you know, poets there. We're going to have some singers there. We're going to have some sisters that can really blow.
Okay.
And they're from the area, and I made a point to let them know that it's unfortunate that they have to go outside their own community to sing and show their talent.
You want to give them a shout out? Mention their name. Go ahead.
Yes. I can. Mm-hmm. A couple sisters. Mm-hmm. LaDon Kelly.
Okay.
She used to hear this. Because, you know, people be forgetful and stuff like that. We expect her to be singing.
Right.
Stephanie Robinson, a sister I've known for a number of years. And hopefully Kendra Jay's sister, okay, who just got married. Congratulations,
okay,
Kendra.
Right.
Hopefully she will come down and bless us with, because she just released the album. So she's going to be there ready to go. And so hopefully she'll have some albums to sell.
Okay.
And that's the point of the Rebirth of Black Wall Street.
Great. Well, I just got word that we're going to be bringing a what I like to say, a real flamethrower of a speaker in from Newark, New Jersey, Brother Hassan Kirby. Going to come up and, you know, grace us with his presence in the stage. And I am so looking forward to that. And I thank you, the board of directors, and everyone involved for giving him the chance, a solid Muslim brother and really on top of his game in terms of bringing a powerful message of empowering people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. So, Mr. Muhammad, is there still vending space available?
We have unlimited vending space available. We still need vendors, regardless of what product or merchandise you feel, long as it's adult and family orientated, mm-hmm, and friendly. You can rent a table. We have a special before the first, $40 for a table, and that's all day.
Please, yep, get that out there.
$40, and that's everyone that has left our event has said that they've made a lot of money and they would definitely come back. $40, we're telling vendors to take a chance. If you're a new vendor, you got a new hustle, a new grind, this is a perfect opportunity to get your entrepreneur feet wet.
Great, great, great. And they'll leave out of there making the type of money, as I say, if I can't fold it, I don't want to hold it. Is that all right, Brother Mazda?
Yes, yes.
Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
See, that's OG style,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
That's OG
money. Yes, sir.
Them youngsters don't know nothing about that. If I can't hold it, I don't want to fold it. Or if I can't fold it, I don't want to hold it.
Yes, sir.
That's the type of money I want. I don't want the ching ching, you know? So before I close out, gentlemen, let's do a little background. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Brother Muhammad, background, so forth, so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Malik Muhammad. I grew up in the Nation of Islam from 1978 to now. I have been an active member in Mosque Number 7, straight out of Harlem, under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Some great men who have mentored me in my life, Brother Minister Kareem Muhammad, Brother Khalid Muhammad, mm-hmm, Brother Comrade Muhammad, Brother Hafiz. And I've headed up my own organization called the Young Saviors Program out of Ocean Hill, Brownsville for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. I've actually founded the Kings and Queens Drill Team here in Albany, New York, and I'm a drill master who have been mentoring and facilitating mental toughness among young people for the last 40 years.
Okay.
And I actually, as an entrepreneur, I had a necktie.
I was hoping you were going to say
I had
that
a
in
necktie business that I bought my first home with.
Say that again. Say that
I
again.
I bought
they
my
need
first
that
home with my necktie business. I made neckties and sold them all over the country and made enough money to move my wife out of the projects into a beautiful three-family home, so thank God for entrepreneurship.
See my engineer doing like so. You would also like to say something else before we close
yes,
out?
Yes, okay. Yes, because my daughter told me. She said, "You going to see Brother Bosch?" I said, "Absolutely." She said, "Could you make sure that you give a shout out for a function that she's doing June 1st at okay. Empire Plaza? It's called Little Mister and Mrs. Fashion Show. It's called the theme is a New York State of Mind. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tons of little kings and queens strutting their things on the runway, their new fashions.
Great.
So it's going to be a magnificent event for us to support our young people. And I would be reluctant in my job or remiss in my job to not acknowledge the Kings and Queens Drill Team, which I am the founder of, that will be performing at our African Military Ball June 25th at Albany Community Charter School.
Okay, so I want to close out with this. Do you guys plan on doing this again next year? Real quick, who wants to answer that before we close out?
Absolutely. We plan on doing it every year as long as we can.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be able to do
this. This is going to be legacy building.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Legacy
yes, sir.
Building.
Legacy.
That's what this is about. Yeah, you know? Yep. Brother Muhammad, go ahead.
I wanted to say something to inspire all of those that are under the sound of our voice. We had a great one that was just murdered, black on black crime. But he was an entrepreneur at a high level, Brother Nipsey Hussle. And a lot of people were saddened and emotional about this. But how do you get even? You get even by doing the things that he inspired us to do, support black businesses. So anyone that loved Nipsey Hussle, we look forward to seeing you at the Rebirth of Black Wall Street, May 25th. Albany Community Charter School, 65 Crank Street. Be black and be there.
All right. I couldn't have said that better myself. So let me say this, gentlemen, before I close out. I appreciate and thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you continue to do. You guys are a true, true treasure in the community and what I call real difference makers. You know, we all know public service, we don't make a lot of money, we don't get a lot of fanfare, you know, but we do it because we want to do it and we want to make a difference. And I appreciate you guys are front and center on that effort and on that front. Okay, so I'm going to close out. Until next time, folks, all right, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.